Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. In 1974, there was a recession in our country. And as a result, my mechanical engineer husband was laid off from Ford Motor Company. We lived in Michigan. And he had 6 months severance pay, so he used that time to try to find another job. And ultimately got an offer from a company in Frederick, Maryland. Now, we had lived in the Midwest all of our lives, and in Michigan most of our lives. So the thought of relocating was kind of exciting. So we packed up our young family. We had two daughters, aged 3.5 and 4.5, and our 6-month-old son, and headed east. At least I thought we were headed east, but we would find out soon enough that we were headed south, south of the Mason-Dixon line, which caused many alarms to go off in my head over the next few years while we lived there. We found a really nice little tri-level, 3-bedroom house on a short road that ended in the forest about 10 miles outside of Frederick, up in the hills. Really nice. There were only 4 houses on the road, but we found out shortly after we moved in that all 3 of the other houses were occupied by members of the same family. We lived in an area that we were just surrounded by a clan of relatives in the hills, and not a whole lot in common with any of them. Shortly after we moved there, I was unpacking in the family room, and my daughter, my 3.5-year-old daughter, came and said, "Mommy, the snake won't let me get my Dahlstrohler out of the garage." And I pictured like a 10-inch long garter snake that I'd grown up with in the Midwest. I didn't want to stop what I was doing, so I said, "I bet the snake will be gone by the time you get back." So I sent her on her way. She came back. "Mommy, the snake still won't let me get my Dahlstrohler." So I stopped what I was doing, took her hand. We walked to the garage together. The garage was attached to the house. Opened the door into the garage, and there is this big, fat, long black snake going over the step, over the newspapers, it like 6 feet long. And I screamed, and my scream drew out the neighbor man, came running over with a big stick, and he got the snake out of the garage. Then he turned to me and he said, "You don't want to kill these black snakes, ma'am. They keep the copperheads away." So, okay. Shortly, and that was an alarm. Shortly after that, we moved during the summer, so there was a Frederick County Fair. So we took our kids to the Frederick County Fair. We're walking down the midway, and over the loudspeaker comes this voice of a man, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got a little off-colored girl up here at the grandstand." My husband and I looked at each other, "Colored girl?" That was not a term used in Michigan. Also, Frederick, Maryland was the first place, the first time that my kids heard the N-word, too. Definitely alarm. We didn't have a whole lot in common with the neighbors. I can remember hearing the lady next door frequently yelling, threatening that the kids were going to get a whooping when Daddy got home. And it was just, we felt very out of place. Now, there was a group called the JCs. I don't know if the JCs still exist. It was kind of like a service community group. Anyway, my husband joined that group. And it was a little bit of a deliverance, to use a word that I'm reminded of when I think of that place. But it was a little bit of a deliverance from the locals, because it was a transient group of people that often were from other places. So he joined the JCs, and they did have an auxiliary group. And the auxiliary group was called the JC Wives. And my husband nor the J.C. Wives could understand why I had such a problem with that name, a group of grown women who couldn't identify themselves any other way but as extensions of their husbands. Worse yet, they didn't want to. Now, I said, alarm, I said that we had a road that we lived on that dead-ended in the woods, so we would often take hikes back in the woods. But we learned very soon that we had to check ourselves for ticks every time we came back from a hike. And I would often find them on my kids' heads, especially my one daughter. For some reason, there would be at the nape of her neck these big, fat, ugly, blood-filled things. And the folk remedy was to touch the tick with the head of a hot match. And then it would release. And then you clean the area with alcohol. Well, that became a ritual after all of our hikes, and we would often find them. We also would hike near Camp David, which was about 20 miles away, the presidential retreat. It was just beautiful. Lots of rocks and hills to climb and waterfalls. Unfortunately, near Camp David was also where they actually had Ku Klux Klan meetings. Big alarm. So it was, you know, we felt like fish out of water often there. But geographically, it was a pretty good place to be during our country's bicentennial, 1976. We took so many side trips. We visited Gettysburg. We went to Washington, D.C. often. Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, just beautiful, where the Shenandoah and the Potomac Rivers converge. But my husband, after 5 years there, my husband had gone about as far as he could go in the company that he joined. So he got another offer from a company in Michigan. So this was our ticket back to the Midwest, which we felt much more comfortable in. And this was to the corporate offices of Amway in Grand Rapids. And that, now, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm pretty open to all religions, as long as they don't hurt anybody or try to shove it down my throat. But when we got to Grand Rapids is where my husband found God suddenly and became a fanatic newborn Christian that tried to convert me from the error of my ways, and it just didn't work. Big alarm, but that's another story.